Hey friends, I'm Penny Joy, host of Abide, the podcast where we explore what it means to truly abide in Christ in every area of life, from faith to relationships, health, and business. Whether you're seeking deeper connection, healing, or wisdom, you're in the right place. Welcome back to another episode of Abide. I'm your host, Penny Joy, and today's episode is going to stir your spirit because we're talking about something so many of us are desperate for right now, and that's a breakthrough. I really wish I could push these episodes out faster, but I find that these messages are what I call just a life in process. I go through what I share with you in real time. And that often means hard lessons, ups and downs, and the messy middle of going from where I am to where I want to be. So what you get is the raw, the real, and the relevant. But friends, that takes time in the trenches. But for my faithful listeners, I hope the wait is worth it. So let me just say this. I've felt it too. These past few months have been heavy, like a fog sitting over the spirit. I've talked to friends, ministry leaders, and even strangers, and they're all saying the same thing. Something's off, but I can't put my finger on it. That's not coincidence, friends. That's a spiritual signal. Something is shifting globally, and personally, I believe God is preparing his people to cross over. But before we talk about how to get that breakthrough, we need to consider what might be keeping it at bay. Sometimes the breakthrough we long for is delayed or hindered for specific reasons. Let's explore a few common barriers that can prevent or postpone a breakthrough and what God might be doing in your midst. It might just surprise you. And before we dig into this episode on getting your breakthrough, I once again need to thank all the new listeners to this podcast and the hundreds of people across the world who continue to share my first 5 episodes. I have many other episodes in the queue, so stay with me. And please share with your friends, family, coworkers, leave a review, and subscribe so we can get these messages into the ears and hearts of others. I am just so eternally grateful for you getting this podcast off the ground. I never planned or expected it. And maybe I should have. Maybe I should have had more faith. But you're giving me that faith when I see how God is using this podcast. So I am so blown away at what God has done. So thank you for listening. And when I log in to see my podcast stats and I see how this podcast is being listened to in countries all over the world, well, it feels like opening up a present on Christmas morning. I can't thank you enough for sharing this. When I think about breakthrough or wanting breakthrough, well, it can feel like you're stuck in the mud. You want to move forward with something or someone. You pray, you do all the right things, but nothing happens. Or worse, you take 2 steps forward and then something happens that knocks you 3 steps back. So instead of breakthroughs, you're having breakdowns. You feel like you're banging your head against a wall. You think you're doing everything right to get what you want so badly, but the results just seem so far away. So what gives? Friends, I've been stuck in the muck and mire more times than I can count. I've gone through seasons where I thought breakthrough is just around the corner, but it was a mirage. Delays, disappointments. Maybe you can relate. Waiting is part of the human condition, but it's not hopeless, even though sometimes it feels like it can be. So what is blocking your breakthrough? I want to dig into this because I have learned some personal lessons that I think are relevant to your life. Or maybe someone you know. One of those things that might be blocking your breakthrough is being out of alignment with God. Sometimes the only thing standing between us and our breakthrough is our own will. We might be clinging to a situation or path that God has asked us to leave. I experienced this firsthand. I once went through a season of chronic illness. I had gut problems, severe insomnia, memory issues. It was a perfect storm that left me barely functioning. I prayed for a health breakthrough and had friends, even my boss, praying for me. But instead of getting better, I got worse. And why? We always ask those questions, right? Why? God, why is this happening to me? In hindsight, I can see I was grossly out of alignment with what God was telling me to do. See, God had impressed on my husband and myself many times to leave the job I was in. I needed to focus on my health. But I wouldn't leave. And for years, I got that message. And I didn't leave. I made up a dozen excuses to stay where I was, even though God had other plans. My subtle disobedience led me further down the wrong road, delaying the good things that God had in store for me. When I finally did obey and I did leave that job, man, it hurt. It was hard. But it also brought my life back into balance and alignment with God. And guess what? That breakthrough, it came fast. Years-long health conditions cleared up quickly. Provision came from our finances. I was finally present in my marriage and friendships. Everything fell into place once I did the hard thing God was asking of me. Sometimes the goodness of God has been waiting for you on the other side of obedience. So if you, dear listener, have been waiting on a breakthrough, but you know you are on the wrong path for your life, your breakthrough might be on the other side of this. It requires you to turn around and go the other direction. In other words, make the right choices that you already know God wants you to make. The sooner you align with God's plan, the sooner your breakthrough can come. Other times, we don't get a breakthrough immediately because God is preparing us for what's next. This kind of waiting can feel like being in a crock pot on simmer, uncomfortable and slow. You feel the heat and you want out of the situation, yet God is doing something in you that is far more important to your future than relieving your present discomfort. Maybe he's building patience in you or teaching you long-suffering, endurance, and building a deeper faith. And you might cry out, just like I have done so many times, "Why me, God? If you love me, why are you allowing this?" But remember what Scripture says. The testing of our faith produces perseverance and character. See, there are seasons of life where we all want to escape, especially the painful ones. But often the only way to your breakthrough is to go through. Let me say that again. The way to your breakthrough is often to go through. See, day by day, we keep trusting, learning, and growing. And think of a seed planted in the dirt. So for a long time, you see nothing happening. For that seed, it's cold, it's dark, it's damp under the soil. But day by day, hidden from view, it's slowly germinating. Roots are going down deep. And then one day, it sprouts. It bursts through all the dark, heavy soil into the light. That is often what happens with breakthrough. It may be growing unseen for a season. See, God's timeline is not our timeline. Oh gosh, I wish it was. He often has a bigger purpose and a calling in mind, a higher calling for you in mind. He is much more interested in who you are becoming than in simply giving you what you want right now. In fact, it's not about you, but it is about you. See, God has made an investment in you. He deposited gifts and is shaping your character, conform you into the image of His Son. He cares about your breakthrough, but even more, He cares about you, the essence of who you are. See, Isaiah 43:19 says, "Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." See, God promises to do new things in our life, even in the barren places. But a road in the wilderness takes time to build. Sometimes God is saying, not yet. It's not a no, it's just a wait. See, I experienced this when I sought reconciliation with a close friend. I prayed for years for our broken friendship to be restored because I knew God's will was peace and reconciliation. But every time I tried to move forward, I encountered resistance. Finally, God showed me something. It wasn't that I wasn't ready for the breakthrough. It was that the other person wasn't ready. God was still doing work in that friend's life. Work that had to happen before reconciliation could take place. Maybe you're praying for a breakthrough in a relationship or for someone you love to change or to be saved. Remember that God might be doing something beneath the surface of their heart. Every delay in God's economy has a purpose. He could be setting the stage behind the scenes, aligning people and circumstances for the right moment. It might feel like nothing is happening, but that's far from true. Heaven is aligning things you cannot see. Another reason we might not see the level of breakthrough that we want in our life is that we are waiting on God when God is waiting on us. Not every situation is solved by sitting still. There are times when God has already opened a door or given us an opportunity and we have to take action. For example, you might be asking God for a new career breakthrough, but you haven't updated your resume, learned the skills, or applied for any of those jobs. Perhaps you desire restoration in a relationship, but you haven't picked up the phone to send that text or start that conversation. Yes, there are seasons to be still, but there are also moments when you have to step out in faith. You have to ask the Holy Spirit to show you if there's a step you need to take. And oftentimes we know what that is. It just requires an act of obedience or courage on your part. But that can trigger a cascade of divine activity. Breakthroughs often require us to be bold and courageous, either bold in waiting and actively trusting God, or being bold in movement and taking that leap of faith. As Scripture says, this is in Joshua 1:9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." So whether it's waiting or going, do it with courage, knowing that God is with you. And then sometimes breakthrough happens when we let God break through our limited expectations. We all have ideas of who God is and how He works. Perhaps you're looking for God to answer your prayer in the exact way you imagined. So you're missing the new thing He's actually doing. I suspect that man-made religion and traditions of people have often blinded us to the many creative ways God can show up in our lives. We tend to put God in a box. But He says in His Word, in Isaiah 55:8, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways." In these days, God might be doing a new thing in your life. And Isaiah 43:19 says, "Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it?" Don't miss it because you were looking for the old thing. When God breaks through our preconceived notions and our limited perspective, we begin to see His hand at work in surprising ways. And sometimes that specific breakthrough we are asking for becomes pale in comparison to the greater revelation of God Himself that we receive. In other words, you might be so focused on getting X from God, whatever it is, but God wants to give you more of Himself in the process. So remain open-minded and sensitive to God's voice, because that breakthrough might just come in a form that you didn't expect. And the next thing I'll mention is sometimes we don't get the breakthrough because we're seeking the gift over the giver. Oh, that's a real heart check, isn't it? You see, we're not to seek the breakthrough, really. We're supposed to seek first the kingdom of God. And I actually have this phrase taped to my bedside. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things, all the things, friends, all the breakthroughs shall be added unto you. Often we can become so fixated on the thing we want, we forget to seek the one who provides. When we prioritize God's presence and His kingdom, we position ourselves for blessing. See, God's not some genie in a bottle that exists to grant our wishes on demand. He's a loving Father and He's a sovereign King. He's orchestrating something so much bigger than what we realize. When we accepted Christ as Lord, we essentially handed Him the reins of our life. We said, "My life is yours to use for your glory, God." See, God made such a tremendous investment in us through the blood of Jesus. We're not our own. So if He withholds something or delays an answer, trust that it's for a greater purpose. Keep your eyes on Him, not just on the prize of the breakthrough. This next one is a hard one for me, especially hard. Sometimes we don't get our breakthrough because of our self-sufficiency and our pride. Sometimes we haven't experienced the breakthrough because we haven't allowed God to break through us. To break through our pride, our self-sufficiency, or hardened heart. One of the most painful seasons in my life, I was waiting for a breakthrough to happen. And I had to take a hard look inside. And it happened slowly. It wasn't fast. It was too much for me to see all at once. So God revealed it over time. You see, I prided myself on being this alpha female, a strong leader. I could do anything and be anything, I said to myself. I just kept striving and striving and striving. But what God wanted me to see was that my sense of self-sufficiency was a mask for not trusting Him because I thought He had failed me before. He didn't give me some of those breakthroughs that I thought I wanted. So I thought He failed me. See, I had to do things on my own because I wanted to be in control, and my sense of superiority was really just a mask for me trying to validate that I was good. And when all this came crashing down, because pride does come before the fall, I was left of none of me, but all of Him. He showed me His greatness and most of all His gentle goodness, restoring all the parts of me that felt so broken. But that brokenness was necessary because God is close to the brokenhearted. And when He came close, everything changed. God himself, the creator of the universe, broke through and restored me and removed from me the striving that left me exhausted and sick, the need to control every outcome because I saw that he knew me and was doing good things in my life. I no longer had to seek the validation that was fleeting. I had his validation, and ultimately the fullness of God in my life was already within me. It took being broken to see it. See, the Bible says man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. If there is pride and unforgiveness or a controlling attitude lurking in our hearts, God sees it. He may delay the external breakthroughs that we're seeking in our life until we experience the internal breakthrough of humility and surrender. The moment we fully yield and let God have his way, the atmosphere shifts. See, you get breakthrough when you allow God to break through in you. So ask yourself, is there something in my heart that God wants to change or break open? Pray and listen and let him in. And when you have dug into your heart, dig a little deeper. Often we are in a birthing place of our own breakthrough. The work God is doing inside of you right now is what will birth the external breakthrough later. So take heart, friends. You are not late. You are being positioned. You are under construction in a process, and God's timing is perfect. It might not seem like it, but remember that you only see in part. He sees the beginning of the end. He hears what you don't. He sees what you don't. And there is only goodness in store for you. Now that we've looked at some common hindrances and lessons in the waiting, let's zoom out and see the big picture of the breakthrough journey. See, breakthrough is rarely a single explosive moment. It can be, but it's usually a process that can be observed in stages. And I like to think of it as a three-stage process that many biblical accounts and our own lives tend to follow. The first stage is what I call wandering in the wilderness. We've all been there, haven't we? It's the season of pressure, pruning, and testing. I think of the Israelites wandering in the desert after leaving Egypt. See, in the wilderness, God was stripping away the mindset of the Egyptians from their slavery, so they couldn't carry a slave mentality into the promised land of freedom. The wilderness stage is uncomfortable. It stretches us and reveals what's inside of us. We often feel desperate in this stage. We're crying out. We might not see any visible progress. And if you're in the wilderness season, know that God has not abandoned you. In fact, he's very much with you, leading you by cloud by day and fire by night, just as he did for Israel, metaphorically speaking, of course. In this stage, you might experience losses, delays, or refining fires, or at least it feels that way. But it's all to prepare you for the promise. See, God uses the wilderness to purify our hearts and dependence on him. Remember, he doesn't want us carrying Egypt into our new season. In the wilderness, we often confront our old habits and crutches. We learn to trust God for the daily manna, his provision, and his guidance. You may feel hidden or sidelined during this time, but God is working on your character. You are that seed underground, growing unseen. See, nobody talks about the in-between, that space between who you were and who you are becoming. It can feel like you're lost or even breaking down, but you're not lost. You're becoming. See, God is stripping away what you thought you needed in order to make room for who he's calling you to be. And I'm going to mention this scripture again, Isaiah 43:19. Where he says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it?" So even if we can't perceive it, friends, he indeed is doing something new inside of you. The pressure of the wilderness is producing the strength and clarity you need for the next stage. And that next stage is the pause. It happens right before the breakthrough moment. So picture the Israelites standing at the edge of the Red Sea. They've left Egypt. The wilderness journey has toughened them up, and now they're facing an impossible sea with an enemy army closing in behind. It's the moment right before God visibly moves. The stage can be the most frustrating part because it feels like nothing is happening, or things might even appear to be getting worse. You're poised for a miracle, but you don't see it yet. It's in the pause where your faith becomes absolutely critical. It is here that you must resist the urge to panic and run back to Egypt. See, Moses told the people at the Red Sea in Exodus 14:14, "The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still." In another battle, God told Israel in 2 Chronicles 20:17, "You will need to fight, and you will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still to see the salvation of the Lord who is with you." Notice those words in that scripture. It says, position yourself, stand still, and see the Lord save you. See, positioning and trust are key in the pause before crossing. So what does this mean for us? It means we must continue to do what God last told you to do, and don't flail about in fear. Stand firm in his promises. Hebrews 10:36 says, "For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise." See, heaven is aligning things you can't see. Perhaps the waters are beginning to part miles down the path, or the foundation of your wall is cracking, even if you don't notice it yet. See, many people give up right before their breakthrough. Don't let that be you. Don't let that be you. You are not late. You are being positioned by God. Remember, even if you can't see anything happening, God may be working a sudden breakthrough that comes at the proper time, if you do not lose heart. The pause is the final test of your trust. Will you stay faithful and expectant even when it's quiet and you're tempted to doubt? And then finally, we come to stage three, the moment when breakthrough manifests and you push into your promise. Often this doesn't happen with a loud bang or some dramatic finish. Breakthrough often comes quietly, even subtly. One day you're staring at a sea that won't budge, and the next there's dry ground to walk on. You've been praying for a new job for months, and suddenly you get a call out of the blue with an open door. A burden that weighed you down for years one day lifts, and you realize you are free. Or you get that call from a friend you've been waiting years for to say, "Hey, why don't we meet for waffles one day? I'll be in town. How about we catch up?" Yeah, I've been waiting on that call for a while. Sometimes we expect the earth to quake and fireworks to explode when our breakthrough comes, but instead it might just feel like a shift, and you find yourself on the other side almost unexpectedly. When that moment comes, it's time to move forward in faith, to walk through that parted sea, to step through the door God opens. So be responsive to the Holy Spirit's promptings. Remember how I mentioned that breakthroughs require boldness, whether in waiting or action? Well, stage three requires a final act of courage on your part to possess your promise. See, Joshua and the Israelites were wandering for 40 years. That's a long time to wait for a breakthrough, isn't it? I guess I shouldn't complain about waiting 6 months or a couple of years. 40 years is a long time. But when they finally stood at the brink of the promised land, they didn't stroll in casually. They had to cross the Jordan, and then they had a fight at Jericho. So that's when God told Joshua, "Be strong and be of good courage. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." That's Joshua 1:9. In other words, he's saying, it's time to push forward boldly. I am with you. See, at this stage, you often realize why the earlier stages were necessary. The person you've become through the wilderness and the pause is exactly who you need to become to steward your breakthrough well. And as Galatians 6:9 reminds us, let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season, that's important there, in due season, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. See, the harvest comes in due season, and that season has now arrived. Your perseverance is about to pay off. And sometimes you don't even realize how near you are to a breakthrough until you've already crossed over, and you look back and think, wow, God was working the whole time, and here I am living in the answer to prayers I made years ago. It can sneak up on you. Breakthrough is as much about the journey and who you become as it is about the destination. And before we wrap up, I want to share one more insight. Your breakthrough is never just about you. See, God loves you personally and cares about your dreams and goals and needs, but he also sees a bigger picture. And often the breakthrough he gives you is meant to ripple out and bless others. In fact, the greatest breakthrough any of us can ever experience is an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, moving from death to life, from darkness to light. If you know Jesus and you have a testimony of his faithfulness, there are people around you who don't know him yet, and they desperately need that hope, the hope that you can give them. You might be called to be the breakthrough in someone else's life. That could mean sharing your story of what God has done for you. It could mean coming alongside someone in their wilderness season and encouraging them. It could mean introducing someone to the love of Jesus for the first time. And maybe that's sharing this podcast episode with somebody, because they need to hear this message, and you're the one that's going to deliver it. So don't underestimate how God can use you in another person's story. Maybe you, as you await your own breakthrough, God has given you opportunities to sow breakthrough into others. By praying for them, by serving, by testifying of God's goodness, even in the hard times, even in the pause, you are actually participating in God's kingdom work. And I have found that when you're helping someone else find their breakthrough, well, God surprised me with my own. So ask him, God, Lord, who can I help? Who can I bless today? Who can I encourage? How can I be a conduit of God's power and love for someone else? When you become the breakthrough for another, you reflect Jesus, the ultimate breaker who went before us to defeat sin and death on our behalf. It says in Micah 2:13, the one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out. They'll pass through the gate and go out of it. Their king will pass before them and the Lord at their head. Moving forward, don't lose hope. So this is your call to action today. If you're in the wilderness, you're feeling the pressure and the heat, God is with you right there in the desert. He has not left your side for a moment. He's feeding you with daily bread, teaching you, refining you. You will not be in the wilderness 1 minute longer than necessary. You will come out leaning on your beloved Lord. If you are at the Red Sea, you're facing an impossible barrier, know that God has already made a path, even if you can't see it. The command now is to be still and trust. Your job is to stand firm and see the Lord save you. Watch for his deliverance. And if you're feeling the tension, like something's about to give and you're stretched to your limit, it might just mean you're next in line for the breakthrough. That final pressure often comes right before the answer dawns. The night is darkest just before the morning. So hold on. morning is coming. Above all, don't give up, don't look back, and don't bow to fear. Breakthrough is not just what you're breaking through to, it's about who you become along the way. God is doing a deep work in you because he has a glorious purpose for you. In due season, your due season is coming. Your job is not to manufacture the breakthrough. Don't manufacture it. Stay faithful and do not lose heart. Keep abiding in Jesus because he is the vine and you are the branch. Apart from him, we can do nothing, but with him, all things are possible, even that mountain that refuses to move right now. And Jesus said in Mark 11, 23 and 24, if we have faith and do not doubt, we can speak to the mountain and it will move. So speak life, speak truth, and cling to God's promises. Whatever stage you're in, whether you're plowing through the wilderness, standing in that frustrating pause, or finally tasting the first fruits of promise, remember that God is faithful. He will finish what he started in you. Don't lose hope. Your breakthrough is coming in Jesus' name. And until it does, he is shaping you into the person who can not only receive it, but also use it for his glory and your good. Thanks for listening to this episode of Abide. Keep abiding in him. And if this episode has spoken to your heart, as I end all podcast episodes, please share it, subscribe. Help us get this word out so others can be touched with God's word. And hopefully you will be the breakthrough as you receive your own. If today's episode has spoken to your heart, I invite you to share this with others. You can follow along on Instagram at Abide for Life or connect with me at abideforlife.com.